In this episode of the Fisheries Podcast, I talk with Henry Foster, who just completed a 15-month campaign to name the alligator gar the state fish of Arkansas. Thank you for joining me. I am Nick Kramer, and this is the Fisheries Podcast, a weekly podcast that shares the stories of the amazing people and projects that make up fisheries science. If you haven't already, follow the podcast on Twitter at FisheriesPod or on Facebook at facebook.com/fisheriespodcast. Our guest today is not a biologist or a researcher, but rather a Lepisostidae lobbyist. Henry Foster is an 11-year-old middle school student from Fayetteville, Arkansas. As a lifelong fish lover, he was shocked to learn that his home state was one of a handful that did not have a state fish. Henry made it his mission to name the alligator gar as the state fish of Arkansas. Thus, the Garkansas campaign was born. He spent the last 15 months spreading the word on how great the alligator gar is. Henry's campaign has allowed him to meet a wide variety of fellow Arkansans, from presenting at his elementary school to discussions with state legislators, and all sorts of people in between. Henry enjoys learning about and discussing all fish topics with anyone willing to listen. Welcome to the podcast, Henry.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start by congratulating you on getting the alligator gar named the state fish of Arkansas earlier this week.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It was such an honor.
So you've always kind of liked fish and fishing, haven't you?
Yes, for a very, very long time, as long as I can remember.
How did that start? Your mom said that she doesn't really like fishing. And is it mostly your grandpa and uncle that take you fishing?
Yeah, I think it was like whenever I was very young, whenever my uncle took me out bass fishing, like when I was 4 or 3 years old, he would take me out bass fishing with live minnows, and we would catch every single time 1 or 2 really big bass. So I think that's how I got my interest in fish.
But you've never caught a gar, have you?
No, I still have never caught a gar.
So how did your fascination with gar come about?
A long time ago, my parents just taught me it, what a gar was, and I thought that they were just fascinating from the beginning. My mom told me that they could grow over 7 foot long, which I knew was even larger than her. So, yeah, I was shocked to hear that there were fish that were even larger than the average person that lived in these waters that are by us.
That's pretty amazing sometimes when people see a fish they haven't seen, and then they see it up close, and they're just amazed that that's swimming in the same waters they go swimming in at the same time. But let's go back 15 months ago, I guess. How did you discover that Arkansas didn't have a state fish?
Gosh, I just searched it up, basically.
You were just curious about Arkansas's state fish?
Yeah, just curious. I have had a long fascination of fish, so I really wanted to know what Arkansas state fish was. I knew that Hawaii had their state fish as a reef triggerfish, so I wondered if Arkansas could do the exact same thing, and except have something different that no other state had had before.
Yeah, when I first moved to Kansas, they were having a similar argument about what the state fish should be, and we ultimately settled on channel catfish, which isn't very unique, but I guess how did you loved fishing and you kind of knew about the alligator gar. How did you come about picking the alligator gar as the state fish of Arkansas?
I had always thought the alligator gar were awesome and that they had a great culture in Arkansas that few other states have connected with their natural fish. Hernando de Soto even ate alligator gar when he was on his, let's call it, adventures with the Native Americans. And also, for a very long time in Arkansas, the alligator gar was a big sport fish, a big game fish for bow hunters. It did decrease the population a little bit, but they're still thriving in Arkansas in some areas.
Once you picked your fish, what did you do next? How did you know who to contact to get the ball rolling to make the alligator gar Arkansas state fish?
So Greg Letting, I had heard about the Arkansas Friday becoming our state dinosaur. So I immediately went to him for some advice on trying to make the alligator gar our official state fish of Arkansas. I also went to gar expert Dr. Tom David, and he helped me with a lot of gar facts I didn't know before.
You reached out to a lot of your state representatives and kind of started just campaigning to get the alligator gar the state fish. And I think you sent postcards out to some of your legislators.
That was really fun.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of your representatives are fairly busy people. Did you have kind of a short pitch prepared if you're ever able to meet one?
Just a little couple sentences or two about alligator gar and why they should be our state fish.
Well, let's hear it.
It turns out that Arkansas is one of 5 states in the entire nation that does not have a state fish. Since there are many other states that have catfish, brook trout, rainbow trout, some of those other really common ones, I wanted Arkansas to have a unique fish that had a deep culture in Arkansas, like the alligator gar.
I mentioned the postcards, but what kind of other outreach did you do to let people know how cool these fish are?
Whenever we went to the Capitol, every single time we met a representative, we always talked a little bit about what they were campaigning for, a lot about what their projects were, and we always told them a little bit about the gar. So, I think we could have done a little bit more to increase our chances to making the alligator gar our state fish, but we also did an assembly farmers market to reach out to the public to get a little bit of a greater idea to let people know a little bit more about what's going on with alligator gar and things like that. And many people came up to me and talked a lot about the alligator gar and their history with it and their personal stories about it.
I'm sure you heard a lot of great fish stories. Do you remember any of the real good ones?
There's one guy who came up to me and he talked about how he loved to eat gar meat. He said it was more of a firm, more steak-like fish than your average salmon or things like that, or a cod, how it's kind of flaky. Also, I heard that there was a kid who went out one day on a kayak and he saw a large alligator gar that was resting on the bank that was dead. So he took the gar skull and he kept it as a trophy, and he didn't know what the alligator gar even was, but he learned a ton about it. So that was great. We heard lots of other good fish stories. There was this one guy who was even complaining about how he always wanted to catch alligator gar, but he never could because they're too difficult to catch.
And so all the gars kind of have a bad reputation among unknowledgeable anglers. Did you have anybody that was strongly against your campaign?
There were a couple people who really wanted the trout or a catfish to be our state fish because we have lots of trout industries in Arkansas, lots of areas like the Beaver Tailwaters, wherever lots of people go and fish there, and it brings a lot of money to the state. And the catfish, they've got lots and lots of catfish in the Mississippi River that people like to catch for game, also a big money fish. So people were dissatisfied of having a state fish that didn't bring money to the state. But even then, I would rather have a fish that most people could recognize. Most people, whether you like them or not, thought they are really cool and fierce, than having more of a common state fish. And I think that it would be better for an alligator gar to be our state fish than the other choices.
All right, well, there might have been the naysayers, but you also received some pretty strong support from some big players in the game, including the gar father himself. You mentioned him, Dr. Solomon David. I guess, what was it like chatting with Solomon about gar?
Well, he definitely knows his stuff whenever it comes to gar. He's very enthusiastic about what he does, and I hope to become a scientist in gar whenever I'm an adult.
Things with the Garkansas campaign really picked up speed in the past month, first going through the House and then to the Senate. Were you nervous going and talking in front of some of those groups of lawmakers?
Absolutely terrified.
And you had to get up and do a little speech in front of some of them, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult in speaking in front of all those people.
Those pesky senators changed the wording of the bill to state primitive fish. Was that a letdown that the alligator gar couldn't just be the state fish? It had to be the state primitive fish?
It actually wasn't very much of a letdown since no other state had done the state primitive fish before. So this was a great advocacy for all primitive fish and hopefully to encourage other states to have state primitive fish too.
Finally, the bill cleared all the necessary hurdles, and earlier this week, you were able to be in Little Rock when the governor signed the bill that made the alligator gar the state primitive fish of Arkansas, deeming your mission a success. How exciting was that to be there?
It was amazing to see the governor sign the bill. It was really nice. Asa Hutchinson was was very kind and polite.
So when you started this 15 months ago, did you think that it would become a reality that you'd name the alligator gar the state fish?
Honestly, I was hoping that I was just going to send the resolution to our local legislators, and they would just send a letter back saying thanks for your consideration. But they actually took it through and made it a thing and made it a bill, and now it's our state fish.
And I noticed in the picture of you and Governor that he was holding the pen they used to sign the bill. Did he let you keep that after the bill was signed?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that must be a pretty special memento of the whole Garkinsaw campaign.
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Now that you got the alligator gar named the state primitive fish of Arkansas, what's next for Henry Foster? Any big plans for the summer?
I don't know. I'm just going to kind of reflect a little bit and hopefully do some more projects with fish in the future, especially the fish that live in this awesome state.
All right, maybe you'll get out and actually finally be able to catch a gar this summer.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
And your mom mentioned to me that you're a member of your school's fly fishing club. I guess when
yes,
I was your
yes.
age, I didn't even know how to fly fish until just a few years ago. So I guess what kind of activities do you get to do with this club?
Oh, wow. This is whenever I first started fly fishing club, I had no idea how to fly fish. It was just really bad. But my teacher, Mr. Keene in fly fishing club, and Mr. Smith were both really helpful, and they helped me get better casting form, taught me how to tie flies, all sorts of awesome stuff. And there's a field trip coming up soon that we'll get to go to Dry Run Creek and hopefully catch some big trout.
Well, that sounds exciting. Yeah, I'm sure if you search the internet hard enough, you might be able to find people that tie special flies just for gar fishing.
Yeah, I heard about those rope flies, wherever people use pieces of white rope and the gars will bite them, and then their teeth will get tangled in them, and then you can catch them much easier instead of using a hook.
That's something to add to your bucket list.
For sure.
Throughout your whole campaign of making the alligator gar the state fish of Arkansas, I guess, what was the coolest thing you found out about alligator gar?
I didn't know that Arkansas had such rich history with the alligator gar. So many people, again, whether people like them or not, they will always remember an alligator gar if they see one, versus if somebody sees a bass or a catfish, they'll probably forget it in the future. But alligator gar are truly a unique fish to Arkansas, and hopefully we can get some more appreciation for these awesome fish in Arkansas.
Well, Henry, thank you for filling us all in on your love of alligator gar, but now the tough part of the interview is over, as we are down to the final five questions. And this is a group of five questions I ask each of the guests that come on the show. We always start real simple, and I think I know what you're going to answer, but what is your favorite fish?
Alligator gar, probably.
Yeah, is there anything that even comes close to it?
Most people haven't heard of it, but there's a special variety of sturgeon that lives in Eurasia called the beluga sturgeon. I think that they're really cool too.
The next question is usually what is your favorite memory from your career, but I guess what is your favorite memory from your adventures so far?
It was amazing actually going to the aquariums and seeing the alligator gar in person, and also seeing the governor sign the bill was amazing.
So you mentioned earlier that you'd hope to be able to study gar one day. I guess what is your dream job or dream location to work in?
I want to be an ichthyologist that I think I'll work in either Louisiana or Texas, because those are some big states for gar.
And if money was not an issue, what is one research project that you would like to work on when you're old enough?
There's a research project that is in Australia to help conserve the glyphis sharks, a small species a river shark that lives only in a few places, New Guinea and Northern Australia. I would really like to go and help scientists collect and study them.
Well, that sounds like a great project, and it's pretty hard to turn down a trip to Australia. The final question, if there is one point or one principle that you could have programmed in everyone's head, what would it be?
Don't think alligator gar are trash fish, but think of them more as important roles to this ecosystem.
Well, Henry, thank you again for coming on the podcast today. And again, congratulations on getting the alligator gar that named the state primitive fish of Arkansas.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more information about Garkansas or get a hold of you, what would be the best way to do that?
You can go on hashtag Garkansas, and there is a Facebook and Twitter page, and you can contact us through that way.
And if you would like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter at FisheriesPod, on Facebook at facebook.com/fisheriespodcast, or old-fashioned email feedback@thefisheriespodcast.com. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. You can download and subscribe to receive future episodes on your favorite listening app or stream it from Spotify or thefisheriespodcast.com. I am Nick Kramer, and thank you for listening to the 32nd episode of the Fisheries Podcast. And remember, alligator gar aren't trash, but important to their ecosystems.